Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2016. Jamie and Claudia wrote this. I was wondering about the ketogenic diet. You know, high fat, moderate protein, low carb diet. I don't know much about the state of ketosis and its benefits or otherwise, but heard bad things about the Atkins diet and Dr. Atkins' health death. These newer keto diets are supposed to have worked out those Atkins kinks, cleaner fats and proteins, I suppose. It reminded me of your high-fat, no-flab meal plan, which I love, by the way, and it sparked this curiosity. If we ate high-fat, no-flab for, say, no more than 12 weeks, would that put us into ketosis? And is that a good or a bad thing? All right, so let's go over this. Ketosis. What the heck is ketosis? Really simply, it's when your body is utilizing protein and fat as a primary energy source. And it lives off of these things called ketones. And it's not a very efficient way for your body to work, which is why, well, it's what happens when you see people that go on a severely carbohydrate restricted diet for long enough, they start getting pissed off, their energy level drops, their workout performance starts to just go down the tubes. That's because, well, they're not using carbohydrates as their main source of energy anymore. And what this does, well, you know, it helps people lose a lot of fat pretty fast, but it does come with the price when it's done for very long. So to give you a little history lesson on this, back in the days when I used to work at the Sports Club LA, which was just all the trainers on staff, they all of them were competitive and award-winning champion bodybuilders, all of them. And they all use the ketogenic diet, I mean, which is basically starving themselves of carbohydrates all the way up until their contest. And that, I mean, it would work. It would get them super, super ripped. The only downside is they would end up losing, well, there's a couple downsides. Number one, they end up losing a lot of muscle. Their workouts would suffer, so they'd lose a lot of strength along with it. Even though they were working out, they would lose a lot of strength because, well, you know, you don't get into ketosis until after you've depleted all of your muscular glycogen stores. So you've got nothing left in the form of carbohydrates. And it malnourishes you. It's very hard on the body. And what would happen is my friends, they would go compete in their contests. Most of them would win in their body weight class. And then they would come out of that and they would probably put out about 20 solid pounds in just the next few days afterwards, which would come in the form of both glycogen replenishment and a lot of bloating and a little bit of body fat. Here's what we do. So what Claudia and Jamie were referring to when they said the high fat, no flab plan, they're also members of my 10-day vegan tummy tightener. And I've got two plans on there and you're going to figure out which one makes more sense for your body after you do a little test. But I've got one that is on the low carb side, but you only do it for one day at a time. And then you go on a higher carb meal plan for a day or two afterwards. And then you drop back down into the very, very low carb version of it. So what we do is it's called cyclical ketogenesis is what we're doing. So the idea is to drop your carbs down so that you get the effects of ketogenesis, but only for a very small instant. And then all of a sudden we fully nourish you again. And then we drop you back down and then we fully nourish you again. If you listen to my podcast with Ryan Nelson, he's one of the top vegan bodybuilders in the world right now. I mean, this guy gets so big, he gets so strong and he gets so shredded and ripped. He gets the body fat percentage down so low. And he's actually doing the same thing that we're doing in our 10 vegan tummy tightener, which is great because he arrived at that method on his own, and so did we, and two without even knowing each other. And well, only because it works. That's why we do it. Is it something that I recommend that you should do for a long period of time? Heck no. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. See, when you're starving yourself of carbohydrates, then you're really, you're missing out on a ton of nourishment. See, nourishment is not about carbohydrates, fat, and protein. Nourishment is about all the other things that we don't talk about, all the phytonutrients, the vitamins, the minerals. And I'm not, and you can't really get all that from a multivitamin. You got to get them from whole living foods. So if you're cutting out the whole living foods from your diet, you're not doing very good for yourself. You're not doing anything good for your health. So if you're going to do a ketogenic diet by going on carb starvation mode, keep it very, very short duration. I mean, like I said, in my most extreme program, we're lowering the carbs down to next to nothing for maybe no more than a day. And then we crank it back up and then we drop it back down slowly down to a day again and then back up. So we're just kind of bouncing down there. And when we do that, we're able to maintain our strength, maintain our muscle glycogen stores for the most part, and also increase our performance so that we can really burn as much fat as humanly possible. So ketosis, you know, it's something that can really help, but I'm going to say it's something that I would only recommend if you can ensure that you're going to be properly nourished and that you just don't want to stay there for very long. If you do, well, you're going to feel the effects. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be fun. And it's not going to be healthy for you either. So I hope you got something out of that. Thanks so much, Jamie and Claudia. Love you guys. They're two of our great students. They came to our Metabolic Mastery Intensive in Anaheim, which was, it was just so much fun. Hey, listen, we have our tickets up for our next event. It's right now I'm just titling it Mastering Amazing Health. This one's going to be a lot more health-centered. This is more going to be about Brooke's story of reversing her disease, and she's going to be training everybody who goes there directly how to do the same thing for themselves, for their families, for their clients, whatever it might be. And I'm going to be teaching a whole body transformation section during that event too, but it won't be nearly to the extent of what we did over at our two-day Metabolic Mastery Intensive. If you want to get tickets to these, simply go to AmazingFitnessAndHealth.com. Also, we're going to be speaking this weekend. We have our own booth at the Austin, Texas Veg Fest. Again, it's here. It's a Saturday. It's from 11 o'clock to 6 p.m. You just go to, I don't know, just Google Austin Veg Fest, and you'll be able to find all the details for that. We're expecting about 5,000 people to come by. My wife, the vegan medical doctor, she's going to be speaking at 12:30. So if you're in the Austin area, come by and say hello. We're going to do a really cool giveaway. Oh yeah, yeah, really cool giveaway. If you come to our booth, just come and say hello to us and register. That means just hook us up with your name and email address so that we can stay in touch. And if you do that, we're going to give you a raffle ticket that's going to be good for you to possibly win a whole dinner with us. Yeah, you're going to be able to have dinner with us. And during that dinner, we're going to go through and reveal all the secrets that you've always wanted to know about getting a leaner, healthier, fitter body at any age, raising your metabolism, all that good stuff. And we're actually going to practice what we're talking about at the dinner table. How awesome is that? So I hope I get a chance to see you. Make sure you say hi. Let's take a whole bunch of pictures, put it up on Facebook, all that good stuff. All right. If you haven't already, make sure you download your very own free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. Download your metabolism guide. Just go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. That's 100% free. It's a 40-minute audio training. And I really look forward to hopefully see you this weekend. If not, just drop us a message. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. We'd love to hear from you. And also get any suggestions that you would like on future episodes of the podcast. But however, make sure you've gone through all of the podcasts. I'm getting a lot of requests for information that I actually cover in previous podcasts. So make sure that you go through everything that I've already created, because I'm not going to do doubles. You know what I mean? I just don't like wasting storage space on stuff that I've already taught. I hope you understand what I'm talking about here. So make sure you can get the information that you need right now, and feel free to ask me for anything that I haven't already covered. All right. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.